الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today inshallah we will have class number 5 from the series of failure of love and marriage, and the title of the class is Treasure What You Have. And actually it is a continuation of the mercy of the husband towards his wife. Inshallah today we will continue to learn about kindness between spouses, a very important factor for marriage success. Last week we clarified about the imperfect nature of the women, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, treat women kindly, for a woman was created from a rib. The part of it that is most bent is the top. If you try to straighten it, you will break it, and if you leave it alone, it will remain bent. So treat women kindly, and I clarified this last week. Inshallah today we will learn about the reality of kindness as a character which the husband needs to have so that he can win the heart, the reality and the life of his wife. Also he can make his family the righteous, happy and successful family. Dear husband, please remember that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, you cannot force your wife to do things against her will, just as a rib cannot function probably if it is forced and made straight. So too is a wife affected if she is forced to do things against her nature. A rib only functions probably when it is bent. Similarly, a woman only functions probably when she is encouraged to be a woman. A woman cannot be a man. Unfortunately, some men are impatient with various moods of their wives, and they lash out with verbal and physical abuse. However, both husband and wife need to learn that to control their need to learn how to control their anger. Maybe it is not easy, but it is essential for the continuation of the husband-wife kind relationship. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the strong is not the one who overcomes the people by his strength, but the strong is the one who controls himself while in anger. Men who physically and emotionally abuse their wives at the slightest provocation are cowards and only delude themselves that they are strong. In fact, they have a low self-esteem of themselves and no self-respect. Men have been created physically stronger than women, not to abuse them, but to protect them. We will read now from Surah number 4, verse number 34, to know about the men and the woman and their nature. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الرجال قوامون على النساء بما فضل الله بعضهم على بعض وبما أنفقوا من أموالهم فالصالحات قانتات حافظات للغيب بما حفظ الله واللاتي تخافون نشوزهن فعظوهن واهجروهن في المضاجع واضربوهن فإن أطعنكم فلا تبغوا عليهن سبيلا إن الله كان عليا كبيرا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Men are the protectors and the maintainers of women, because Allah has made one of them to excel the other, and because they spend from their means. Therefore, the righteous women are devoutly obedient and guard in the husband's absence what Allah orders them to guard. As to those women in whose part you see ill conduct, admonish them, first, next refuse to share their beds, and last beat them. Okay. But if they return to obedience, and last beat them lightly if it is useful. But if they return to obedience, seek not against them means of annoyance. Surely Allah is ever most high, most.
Okay. So sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to us that the men are the protectors and the maintainers of the women, and because they are protectors and because they are created physically stronger than women, they are not supposed to abuse them, but to protect them. Furthermore, let's now read from the Quran, from Surah number 2, verse number 263, to know about the importance of the nice words and the good language between the husbands. We will read now from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse number 263. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قول معروف ومغفرة خير من صدقة يتبعها أذى والله غني حليم.
Kind words are and forgiving of faults are better than sadaqah, followed by injury. And Allah is rich, and He is most forbearing.
Okay, and sadaqah is charity. Because there are some whom they are English speaking, they don't know the meaning of sadaqah in Arabic. You know, sadaqah is charity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that, you know, to be kind with your wife and to forget her mistakes, this is actually more important than giving her a gift after verbal abuse. An advice which every husband must believe and practice. And actually, this advice is based on the fact that women are very emotional. And actually, they always appreciate the feelings. So try always to be kind to them and forget completely about the verbal abuse. Dear husband, being kind and understanding means that you focus on the good qualities of each of your wife. Don't keep bringing up past mistakes. Just forget the faults that your wife has made. No one is perfect. We all make mistakes. But if we keep irritating our wives about their mistakes, then we are living the past and not the present. Even there will be no hope for a happy future. Dear husband, always remember that the future is the product of today. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best enjoyment in life is a righteous wife. Dear husband, kindness towards your wife can be shown in the following ways. Number one, to teach your wife her religion. That is to say, to encourage her to learn the rules of the Quran and to learn the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his wife. This teaching will help her to realize that marriage is an act of worship to Allah and also to obey the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be kind to your wife means that you must try to lend a hand to your wife when she needs help. That is to say, when she's tired, ill, or having her monthly period, you must try to lend a hand to her, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do with his wife. To be kind to your wife means that you must try to support her psychologically when she's sad or feeling lonely, as your support is a proof of your care, mercy and love. The feelings which she needs all the time, this support can also be in the form of words of comfort. Dear husband, to be kind to your wife means that you must try to respect her emotions. That is to say, not to criticize her in front of anyone, even members of her family, that is to say her parents or even her kids. Please remember that the most harmful thing for a woman is that someone should witness her being scolded. To be kind to your wife means that not to react and become angry for simple mistakes. That is to say, when your wife offered you food that is not to your liking. try to remember that one of the characters of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that he never criticized food. If he likes it, he ate it, and if not, he just leaves it. Dear husbands, you must remember not to disclose any secrets that your wife has entrusted to you, or to spread any story that she has told you in confidence, as this is forbidden in Islam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, amongst the worst type of people in the sight of Allah on the day of judgment is a man who enjoys his wife intimate company and she enjoys his intimate company, then one of them goes and discloses the secret of the other. This is a sign of dishonesty which Allah forbids, and it is a sin which Allah punishes for. Also, disclosure of the secrets is a sign of loss of belonging between the husband and the wife, and also loss of trust. Disclosure of the secrets between two persons means that the third person is more closer to your heart than your wife, a sign of failure of husband-wife relationship. From the kindness of the husband towards his wife is to try to appreciate her care for the house and the kids, as this appreciation will encourage her to keep her good care. Also, it gives her the feelings of your kind heart and love towards her, a very important way to keep her always in good mood and to give her self-confidence. Dear husband, I need to remind you that every wife is always looking for the feeling that she is still beautiful and attractive to her husband even when she is old. So try to be kind to her by expressing your admiration for her beauty, nice look, and good shape. This is a very supporting psychological factor for every woman. Also, being kind to your wife means that not to neglect to have a touch of gentle humor from time to time. Aisha, the wife of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reported that once when she was on a journey with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she challenged him to a race and she won. Later, when she had gained weight, she raced him again, but this time he won, and told her, this is for that. This is an example of the kindness and easygoing nature that makes a wife happy. Dear husband, you must try to treat the family of your wife with respect and appreciation. And this is a very important for the wife, who realizes your care for her family feelings, a sign of kindness, which your wife will try to respond to by treating your family the same way. Being generous with your wife and children is a sign of kindness, which you will be rewarded for by Allah. As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that the best gift charity is that you spend on your family. As a rule, generosity sends the message of love and belonging. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no amount you spend on your family seeking reward from Allah, but that He will reward you, even if it is a bite of food that you put in your wife's mouth. Also, it is the kindness of the husband not to take any of his wife's financial assists without her approval. The kind husband should consult his wife in all household decisions, children's affairs, and other mutual affairs. This consultation is mentioned in the Quran in Surah number 42, verse number 38. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين استجابوا لربهم وأقاموا الصلاة وأمرهم شورى بينهم ومما رزقناهم ينفقون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And those who answer the call of their Lord to believe that He is the only one Lord, Allah, and to worship none but He alone, and perform as-salat, and who conduct their affairs by mutual consultation, and who spend of what we have bestowed on them.
Okay, actually, This consultation strengthens the feeling of belonging and sharing between the husband and the wife, and it makes the wife to feel that her husband respects her way of thinking and that her husband is always in need of her participation in the family decisions. The kind husband is the one who supports his wife during trials and hardships, during her illness, especially the severe illness or the chronic ones, as these illnesses cause the feeling of being a burden, unwanted, or even a problem in life. So it is the mercy of the husband or the kindness of the husband towards his wife that he can support her and give her the motivation for peace. Today, inshallah, we will learn a story called True Love Relationship Advice. And this story, inshallah, is a clarification of the kindness of the husband towards his wife. And inshallah, I hope that everyone will learn from this story, you know, the needed lessons. From the very beginning, girl's family objected strongly on accepting this guy as a future husband, saying that it has got to do with the family background and that the girl will have to suffer for the rest of her life if she were to be with him. Due to family pressure, the couple quarreled very often, as they were college colleagues, although the girl admired him deeply. After a couple of years, the guy finally graduated and decided to further his studies overseas. Before leaving, he proposed to the girl, "I am not very good with the words, but all I know that I love you. If you allow me, I will take care of you for the rest of my life. As for your family, I will try my best to talk to them around. Will you marry me?" The girl agreed, and with the guy's determination, the family finally gave in and agreed to let them get married. So before he left, they got engaged. The girl went out to the working society, whereas the guy was overseas continuing his studies. They used to exchange emails and cell phones, though it was hard, but both never thought of giving up. One day, while the girl was on her way to work, she was knocked down by a car that lost control. When she woke up, she saw her parents beside her bed. She realized that she was badly injured. Seeing her mom crying, she wanted to comfort her, but she realized that no voice is coming out of her mouth. She lost her voice. The doctor said the impact on her brain has caused her to lose her voice. Listening to her parents' comfort, but with nothing coming out of her, she broke down. It was her silent cry that accompanied her all the time. After reaching home, everything was the same except for the ringing tone of the phone, which burst into her heart every time it rang. She doesn't wish to let the guy know about her illness, not wanting to be a burden on him. She wrote a letter to him saying that she doesn't wish to wait any longer. With that, she sent the ring back to him. In return, the guy sent millions and millions of reply and countless phone calls. All the girl could do besides crying is still crying. The parents decided to move away, hoping that she could eventually forget everything and be happy. With a new environment, the girl learned sign language and started a new life, telling herself every day that she must forget the guy. One day, her friend came and told her that he is back. She asked her friend not to let him know what happened to her. Since then, there wasn't any news of him. A year passed, and her friend came with an envelope containing an invitation card for the guy's wedding. Opened the letter, the girl was shattered. The girl was very upset, actually, to receive this invitation card for his wedding. But when she opened the letter, she saw her name on it. When she was about to ask her friend what was going on, she saw the guy standing in front of her. He used sign language to tell her, "I have spent a year to learn sign language. Just let you know that I have not forgotten our promise that he will take care of her the rest of the life." He told her, "Let me have the chance to be your voice. I love you." With that, he put the ring back into her finger. The girl finally started to feel happy again after long suffering alone. Kindness is the most precious gift between husband and wife. Treasure what you have right now, or else may regret one day. So again and again, sister, this is the reality of the kindness. You know, the reality of the kindness, and this is the reality of the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the reality of Islam, is to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to fulfill your promise, is to feel that she was the one in trouble, but maybe that he will be also in trouble one day. So we must take care of each other. We must be kind to each other. We must support each other. And we must live the forgiveness for each other. And again, sister, without this very important factor in marriage, which is kindness between the husband and the wife, the marriage will never succeed and it will never continue, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us about the importance of kindness in the Quran, and whatever Allah taught us in the Quran is the only reality in life. Inshallah, next week we will continue about the series of classes of failure of love and marriage, and we will learn about the mercy of the wife towards her husband, and inshallah now we will make the dua. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Amen. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those who you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and your favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Inshallah, sister.